Celiac disease is a genetic autoimmune disorder that can result in the progressive destruction of the villi in the small intestines due to the consumption of gluten-containing foods such as wheat, rye, barley, spelt, kamut and triticale. This disease is now recognized as one of the most chronic and common diseases in the world. According to Health Canada, and first and second degree relatives are at a higher risk of having unrecognized celiac disease. May is Celiac Awareness Month and Nancy's Nifty Nook wants everyone to understand what celiac disease is, what its symptoms are and how to get tested. The store carries vitamins, supplements and food items such as baked goods, gluten-free breads, bagels, pizza shells and more to help support celiac disease. The process of screening for celiac disease involves conducting blood tests that seek out the presence of specific types of antibodies known as tissue transglutaminase, TTG, and endomycial antibodies, EMA. These antibodies, also referred to as immunoglobulins, can indicate whether your body is producing a response to components found in the lining of your intestines. If you suspect that you may have celiac disease, talk to your medical doctor as the initial test may be covered by OHIP. Symptoms of celiac disease. Celiac disease can occur at any age and can vary greatly from person to person. Some of the most common symptoms include abdominal pain, bloating, cramping, gas, anemia, vitamin deficiencies, recurrent canker sores, easy bruising, bone and joint pain, recurring or persistent diarrhea and/or constipation, weight loss, lactose intolerance, migraines, and depression and more. In children, celiac disease can cause vomiting, delayed growth, dental enamel abnormalities and irritability. The disease frequently occurs in combination with other conditions, such as type 1 diabetes mellitus, osteoporosis, Down syndrome, lymphoma, Turner syndrome and other autoimmune diseases. Screening for celiac disease should be considered if there is a family history of the disease or if there are symptoms of celiac disease with any of the above diseases. Diagnosing celiac disease. Diagnosis can be difficult as the symptoms can mimic those of other diseases. Blood tests, such as the EGA-based tissue transglutaminase antibody, TTG, test, are highly sensitive and specific but can sometimes give false negative results. An intestinal biopsy, while an individual is on a gluten-containing diet, is required to establish a diagnosis. A gluten-free diet should not be started before a blood test and biopsy have been completed since it can interfere with making an accurate diagnosis. Early diagnosis and proper management of celiac disease can reduce the risk of complications and improve quality of life. Living with celiac disease today is much easier than it was a few years ago, with delicious gluten-free food options and ongoing support from organizations such as the Canadian Celiac Association. Treatment for celiac disease. Treatment for celiac disease, including those patients with dermatitis herpetiformis, DH, is a strict gluten-free diet for life. This enables the gut to recover and can reduce the risk of developing many of the complications of untreated celiac disease. The services of a qualified dietitian and regular follow-ups with a physician are recommended. The Canadian Celiac Association and their local chapter offer valuable practical information and ongoing support. Proper diet essential to managing celiac disease. Two conditions that have been linked to gluten sensitivity and/or celiac disease are osteoporosis, thinning and weakening of the bones, and osteopenia, softening of the bones. It is important to ensure proper supplementation of vitamins and minerals in diet. Although oats do not contain gluten, the problem lies in the cross-contamination during processing. Oats should only be eaten if they are grown specifically for a gluten-intolerant diet. Oats in their pure, uncontaminated form are now being produced in Canada and have been shown to be safe for most adults and children with celiac disease. However, most commercially available oats are contaminated with wheat, rye, or barley, so it is crucial to read labels carefully and choose certified gluten-free oats. Do you have celiac disease? Want to know what vitamins and supplements are helpful? Need some guidance on what foods to eat? Stop by Nancy's Nifty Nook located at 152 Holland Street E to chat with a knowledgeable staff member.